So, here we have a coffee shop, I believe in Toronto, Canada. I know it's in Canada. It's called the Anarchist, and they're going out of business, like the 30th of this month, I think. They're closing. It's a anti-capitalist coffee shop, basically. Yeah, mull that one over for a second. Anti-capitalist business. Uh-huh. So a for-profit business that's anti-profit. I wonder why it failed. Yeah, gee, I wonder, since businesses, you know, in capitalist systems need to, you know, make actual money. I'm sure he blames it on that, of course. God damn it. If only we didn't have to make money, we could have stayed open forever. Yeah. Yeah, things like rent, the pesky rent, and, you know, product costs, half of the pay for supplies, and the cups, and all our inventory, and all this crap that I'm selling at a huge markup. Just very capitalist of this guy. If only that stuff is totally, completely free. Yeah. I thought this guy was pro-worker. I thought that all these commie anti-capitalist scumbags are pro-worker. Well, you get this stuff for free. How are the workers going to make any money? Where are they going to get their salaries then? They'll all be parts of co-ops. Yeah, but they still got to get paid for the products they're producing. You want all this shit for free? That makes no sense whatsoever. Anyhow, for those of you out there that like and appreciate my content, I'd like you to go check out my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. BitChute is very much like YouTube, except it's not quite as censorious. You'll find lots of red pills there, lots of videos, lots of anti-communist, anti-socialist, anti-leftist content. So if you hate leftism, if you hate modern-day liberalism, which is very illiberal, please go check out my channel at bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Now let's get into roasting this dude who owns a coffee shop that is, called the Anarchist. And so it's an anti-capitalist coffee shop. Anarchist. The guy wants anarchy. Uh-huh. I see. I wonder if this guy understands that if we lived in what he's probably one of these anarcho-capitalists too, but he says he's anti-capitalist, so he wouldn't even be an anarcho-capitalist. He's just a commie socialist, which you'll see from his writings in a bit. But if we lived in anarchy, which is really just the state of disorder between one government falling and another rising up, because you need some kind of state, okay? That he wouldn't be able to have a coffee shop. I mean, there'd be no law and order. There'd be no government. There'd be no cops to protect him. He wouldn't have any merchandise because it'd all be robbed from him. He'd get robbed. It'd all get stolen, and he'd get killed by the very people he claims to champion. Anyway, let's see here. So there's the coffee shop. Yeah. Lots of little chairs and little tiny tables. Looks like it's for tots. Looks like it's a kindergarten with shitty, crappy, junky wooden chairs with no cushions that look very uncomfortable. So about what you would get in a communist country. So good on you there, pal. Yeah. What's with these tiny fucking little circular tables? Jesus Christ. Place looks extremely uncomfortable. Got some reading material there. Of course, he's selling it. Yeah. He's anti-capitalist. Keep this in mind. How does that work? Oh, boy. They're closing. Sadly, the Anarchist will be closing his doors on May 30th. It's been an amazing experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Connecting to so many great community members. Yeah. Sparking desperately needed debate. What are you talking about? Desperately needed debate. Who out there thinks that there were many, if any, right-wing, conservative type people going into this place? I mean, the kind of people that are going to go into a coffee shop called The Anarchist that proclaims itself anti-capitalist, probably on its signage. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was a hammer and sickle above the door. Only people that are going to go into a place like that are like-minded people. You're not going to be getting too many right-wing people going in there. They don't support this crap. Although it is Canada, so maybe the majority of people are commies. I don't know. But I don't think there was a lot of debate going on in there. Maybe on the finer points of how to make communism work, right? Or, you know, what's real socialism. But I don't think there were many, 100%, like 180 degree contrary points being argued. Raising the blood pressure of conservatives. Again, I don't think any conservatives are going in this place, okay? Is that why he opened this business, just to thumb his nose at and troll conservatives? I don't think that's the right reason to open a business, pal. You need to know how to run a business, and you need to make a profit. He opens an anti-capitalist, meaning anti-profit business, but businesses need to make profit. This is weird. That includes you, anarcho-capitalist. Yeah, so I called it. He's not an anarcho-capitalist, but he kind of is. Wait a second. I look at what people do. I don't look what they say. You have a dude that's named a coffee shop the Anarchist, and he's opened a business, so he's a capitalist, but he says he's not a capitalist. It's not a good one, that's for sure, because he can't make money. And libertarians, they're all evil. Fulfilling the dream of most service workers. By not having to tolerate the presence of professional class traders, pigs, and military. What does he mean, professional class traders? Pigs? What does he mean by pigs? I don't think he's talking about cops. Professional class? You mean the people like you who got degrees and, went into some kind of profession or opened their own business? I mean, wouldn't that be you? aren't you the bourgeois landlord, business owner that you supposedly hate? No, I'm one of the good ones. I'm anti-capitalist as I open a business and try to make money. Yeah. Virtue signaling, moron. And experimenting with living and working in ways that don't enthusiastically embrace the pure misanthropy of capitalism. Experimenting with living and working in ways that don't, but do embrace it. You may not enthusiastically embrace capitalism, but you obviously embrace it. I mean, you had to be making some money, or you wouldn't have been open more than like a month or something. Unless you had some generous benefactors, flipping the bill. Probably his parents. Probably put their house up. Probably put their house up as a collateral. Got like a second or third mortgage or something to help this idiot with his dream. Misanthropy of capitalism. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because capitalism has directly killed so many people. Yeah. Yeah, because wherever there's capitalism, there's people eating each other, right? That's not socialism, oh no. Unfortunately, the lack of generational wealth seed capital. What the fuck are you talking about? You opened the business and it stayed open for a year. You obviously had wealth and seed capital, or you wouldn't have been able to open the business in the first place. Lack of generational wealth. You mean your parents or your grandparents or both didn't make better choices? Neither did mine. My parents didn't leave me any money when they croaked. I'm doing okay. I'm not bitching and moaning and complaining. You big whiny baby. By the way, he's white. Yeah. Where's your generational seed wealth? I thought that being white was a privilege. I thought that every white person inherited $1,000,000,000,000 when their mommies died. When their mommy and daddies died. What happened to that? Why are you having problems if you have white privilege, pal? From ethically bankrupt sources left me unable to weather the quiet winter season. We talking about your coffee shop. Wait a second. Don't people drink more coffee in cold weather than any other time? Are you telling me? By the way, don't people go to coffee shops like on their way to work? So you telling me that during the cold winter, nobody was working? Nobody was outside? Nobody was moving around? No, there were plenty of people out there. They just didn't want to come to your crappy coffee shop. This is just cope on his part. Or to grow in the ways needed to be sustainable long term. What do you mean grow in ways needed to be sustainable long term? You don't grow until you, I think you put the cart before the horse. How's your coffee shop going to grow? I mean, it's a coffee shop, dude. You sell coffee. It's not like you need more space. Grow how? Open other locations? But you only open other locations when, like, the ones you already have are making profit. And you perfected the formula for your franchise or whatever. So, no. The reason it failed is because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Not because you weren't able to open other locations or branch out. I'd like to say a huge thank you to Pop Coffee Works, my coffee supplier and landlords. Your coffee supplier was also your landlord? Huh. So I guess he got lucky. He found some coffee supplier that also owned this space and said, hey, you know, if you let me open a coffee shop here, I'll also buy coffee from you. It's a win-win. You'll get rent, and you'll have somebody else buying a whole bunch of coffee. Yeah, it turns out, no. He's probably behind on his rent, and even if he's not behind on his rent, he wouldn't buy that much coffee because he didn't do that much business. Yeah, my coffee supplier and landlords for their generosity and patience. Okay, I can translate that. Their generosity and patience. They were fronting me coffee beans and coffee and letting me get behind on my rent. Yeah. You oversold it to them. And they thought you would be a great boo and they'd make a lot of money off you. It turns out, no. Yeah. Like most socialists, your idealism, your enthusiasm, your vision didn't quite live up to reality, which isn't surprising because you don't understand reality. Being a socialist and all that, they could easily have sold this space. Well, they're gonna, I'm sure. They want to now. That's probably half of why you're going out of business, if not the entire reason. You ain't paid rent in 6 months, you commie pinko motherfucker! Get out of here! Or rented for more than twice what they've charged me. Yeah, well, they kind of got stuck with you, and they probably they had to stick with you for a while because you owed them so much back rent, and they wanted to get their money, but now they know they're not going to get it, so they're booting your ass out. So this place wouldn't have existed without them. Uh-huh. They roast the best coffee in the city. Okay. Yeah, you have to say that, don't you? They let you miss how many months of rent? So please continue to support them if you buy coffee beans. I don't buy coffee beans. Maybe I should. I've heard that grinding your own coffee is better, and I drink a lot of fucking coffee. A lot. Maybe I should try that. Yeah. It's more expensive, though, I think. I don't know. Anyway, I would also like to thank my partners. Partners? Oh, jeez. They must hate this fucking guy. Unless they're big giant commies like him, then they're probably also coping and blaming the man and everybody else except themselves for their poor business acumen. Friends and family for their huge amounts of support. Oh, family, a support, yeah. I.e. money garnered from the sweat of their brow, that evil capitalist system that I couldn't exist within. Without which I'd honestly be dead. Or at least unhoused by now, yeah. Yeah, you're a privileged white boy, all right, that's for sure. My awesome suppliers for providing the books, art, merch. Yeah, probably provided it on credit, probably provided it, you know, on the promise of a future payment that they'll never get. Such a huge part of what this place is, merch. You're selling merch in addition to coffee, but I thought you were a commie. I thought you were a socialist. Leninist, Marxist, why don't you give the shit away? Why don't you just give it away, Pinhead? Oh, and all the customers who have given their very vocal and, of course, financial support over the past year. Clearly not too many have been supporting you financially. You are closing, which is so sad. I mean, a place that's as cold as where this guy is, which is, I believe, Toronto, and you can't sell coffee. You can't make a living selling coffee, really? And you got merch, too? Probably a decent location as well. I wouldn't be surprised. Wow, you got to be total loser failure to not be able to make a go of this type of business. I always find it amusing. People opening businesses that they don't know anything about. I mean, first of all, you need to know how to run a business. You need to understand how a business works. You need to know how to keep the books. You need to know what your costs are. You need to know, how much of your food cost, your merch cost, your labor cost, your overhead. You got to know what all that is. And then you got to know how much you need on top of all that to make a profit, pay yourself, stay open, be able to put a little bit in the bank, put a little bit away in a emergency account in case you have slow months, and so you don't go out of business like this idiot. And then, of course, it depends on what business you open. Yeah, I mean, oh, I'll drink coffee all the time. I'm a big-time coffee drinker, so I can open a coffee shop. Motherfucker, you don't even know how to run a business. How much do you know about coffee? It's a little more complicated than just, liking coffee, yo. That'd be like saying, gee, I eat a lot, and I have a good palate, because I eat a lot, and I'm a big, fat, slappy pig, so I can open a restaurant. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, the naivete of these socialist morons. The anarchist has been a huge success. Didn't that kind of cope? I mean, he's going out of business. How is that a huge success? He owes tons of fucking vendors, and he's like in debt, probably to the tune of six figures. How is that successful? In every way I hoped. How? How are you going out of business then? I mean, if it worked out the way you hope, wouldn't you still be in business and your commie pinko socialist communal experiment would be a success? Which would mean not going out of business? And has given me so much inspiration and education! Aren't you supposed to get that before you open a business? Not after? That I plan to put to use in future projects? Where are you going to get the money? That's one of the interesting thing about these pinko, commie, socialist moron idealists. Yeah, they have such a high and mighty, pie in the sky ideas, and oftentimes they're able to sell a vision, and it's such a good looking vision that people will actually, in many cases, put a lot of money into it. Yeah, not understanding that it's just that, a vision. It doesn't exist in reality for a reason. That's why it's called a vision. Look at this. Fuck the rich. Of course, he was hoping this business would make him rich. Fuck the police! Yeah. Anarchist. Fuck the state! Yeah. I wonder how long you think you would keep that business and that merchandise and those coffee beans and that location without the state. Fuck the colonial death camp. We call Canada. Solidarity. Gabriel, a.k.a. the Anarchist. Oh, wow, he's giving himself a title. That's just great. Yeah, like Captain America. Well, that was given to him by somebody else, but maybe this was too. This guy probably sees himself in the same way as a hero. So let's check out what's on offer. We got a cafe. We got a shop. Let's check these out. The cafe. Oh, they got prices. Okay, got a menu. Espressos, a choice of our house espresso. But by the way, this guy claims that it's a pay whatever you can, but he's got prices here. He's got set prices. It doesn't say pay whatever you can. Espresso, a choice of our house espresso from Pop Coffee Works or rotating guest roaster. Guest roaster. This is some pretentious crap. Just give me a black coffee, motherfucker. Jesus Christ. I can't not make money on coffee. Jesus. $3.75. American Long Black. Espresso and hot water. What? What is that? Is that espresso and they mix it with hot water, which would cut it? Or do they have an espresso and a hot water? I'm paying 25 cents for hot water? Well, seems expensive. No, it's just water. And does it cost 25 cents to heat it? That seems pretty high. These prices, I don't know, man. Single espresso with steam milk. 3 ounces? $4? How much of a buzz am I going to get from that? And it's cut with milk. It comes in one of them little tiny fucking doll cups that I expect to see in a dollhouse. 3 ounces? $4? Wow. The Marx and Engels. Oh, no. Oh, no. Dude, have you really actually studied Marx? The man was a moron. The other reason that Marx was even able to survive is because Engels, the evil factory owner, was giving the guy almost the entire profits from one of his factories every year. And of course, Marx was blowing that to such an extent that he had to pawn his own clothes. Oh, like a weekly basis. Great. Single espresso and piccolo made with the same beans. $4. Flat white cappuccino, 6 ounces. $4.75. Wow, these prices are high. This is a very expensive coffee shop. I thought you were the anarchist, anarcho-socialist, whatever coffee shop, yo. By the way, how would you enforce socialism in an anarcho society? I mean, socialism's a system, too. And it's heavily dependent upon centralized control, meaning the state. I don't get this. This is totally completely contradictory. This dude calls himself, he's a socialist, a commie, but he also says he's an anarchist. An anarchist, which is totally, completely, 100% contradicting the socialist thing. Boy, me thinks this guy's pretty ignorant of his own ideology and how his belief system plays out in reality. Latte, 12 ounces, $5.25. God. Hot chocolate, $5. $5? I could buy a whole fucking tin of hot chocolate. Make 100 hot chocolates at home for $5. This guy's charging. There better be a big giant bar of fucking chocolate melted into cream or some shit. I mean, $5 for hot chocolate. That's pricey. Mocha, 12 ounces, $5.75. Matcha latte, $5. Wow. Earl Grey latte? Isn't that a tea? Earl Grey latte, $5. Chai latte, $5.75. Drip 12-ounce coffee, pay what you can. What? Well, that's the pay what you can? The cheapest thing on the fucking menu? The thing I can get for $1 over at McDonald's? Just regular drip coffee? I pay $8.99 to get 235 motherfucking cups. I think the coffee, a cup of coffee, isn't in full cup, measurement-wise, in the sense of, like, a cup in America is 8 ounces. I think it's 6. So that's 2 cups. But, I mean, I for $8.99, I get enough coffee to make, like, 115 of these drip 12-ounce coffees. Pay what you can. Wouldn't the majority of people... Don't the majority of people that go to a coffee shop just buy, like, black coffee? I mean, I guess not if you're one of these, like, Starbucks snobs, but if you I mean, pay what you can. Somebody goes into a place like this to buy coffee, what are they going to buy? The 12-ounce chai latte for $5.75, or the drip 12-ounce coffee where they can just give you a fucking nickel? Where you're losing money on every fucking cup. Or at the very least, not making any money. Yeah, gee, I wonder what they were selling the most of. Pour over, a selection of single origin beans brewed to order. See daily menu. Cold brew, $4. Cold brew. Isn't that just you brew the coffee and then you put it in the refrigerator overnight? So it's just drip coffee that's been put in a refrigerator, and that costs $4. By the way, that's yummy. Sometimes at the end of the day, I have coffee left over that I haven't drank, and it's too late for me to drink anymore because, you know, I want to actually sleep that night. So I'll put it in the refrigerator, and then I'll drink it cold the next morning. That is tasty, but it ain't worth $4. Iced hibiscus. I don't know what the fuck that is, but it's $3.50. It's a coffee. It's a tea. $3.50 for tea? Espresso and tonic? That doesn't sound appetizing. That doesn't sound appealing. $5. Tea, $3.50. Oat milk? Or an extra shot? Jesus Christ. Oat milk, $1. Jesus. Wow, pastries. This place is expensive. It's very expensive. Holy shit. Pricey, man. Let's look at the shop. We carry a selection of books. Sourced from AK Press, Fernwood Publishing, Haymarket Books. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Fuck Bezos. Mm-hmm. Probably bought all this shit on Amazon, though. ACAB. Okay. Activism stickers, $3.50. This guy's just a grifter. Yeah, there's the anarchy symbol. Yeah. Defund the police. Are you going to defend your business when the police are gone? Of course not, you big giant pussy. You don't want to be responsible for your own well-being. God forbid you actually have to defend yourself and your own property, you pussy. Activism paints. $30? For that? Those are just prints, man. They're not like hand-painted each one or anything. Wow, that's expensive. Radical bookmarks by Dust on My Boot. A bookmark is $2.25. Wow. Anarchism is founded on the observation that since few men are wise enough to rule themselves, you know, like you, even fewer are wise enough to rule others. Yet that's generally why there's lots and lots of people in a government and not just one, which is what you get when you have a socialist government. People over profit t-shirts, $40. $40 for that? Wow. That is one of the bummiest looking, most low quality. That's just like a T. That's just like a $4 t-shirt from Walmart, man, that somebody has tie-dyed and put people over profit on. And wait. Anybody see the irony here? He's got like a 10-time markup on a fucking t-shirt and is selling it for a huge amount of money. And he puts people over profit on the shirt that he's like got 1,000% markup on. I mean, if you were true to your principles, wouldn't you be selling this at cost? And even with these kind of markups, he couldn't make a living, of course, because nobody was buying this overpriced crap. Of course, he thought that this overpriced crap would support his giveaway of drip coffee. I'm giving away drip coffee. Pay what you can. If you can only pay a penny, then pay a penny. And that makes me a real socialist. Yeah. Political message tote bags. $35? Look at that bag. It's like a dollar bag. It's like a 50-cent bag, man. Wow. Those are their products. Lovely. Wow. What an offering. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, but this guy's not a greedy capitalist, I know. Contact us. I'd love to send him my thoughts. I think I will after the show. And if he replies, we'll see what he has to say. Should be interesting. Should be interesting. Maybe I can get him to watch my video. Featured creators. Oh, boy. Oh, but what's this gallery? I wonder, this is pretty funny. Let's see what this gallery is. Photo gallery. Okay. Oh, it's just the store. Let's go through these pics. Yeah, we've already seen all this. Che Guevara. Wasn't he like a big giant homophobe? Didn't he like murder like thousands of homos? Oh, good Lord. Welcome to the anarchist. This guy doesn't know what anarchy is. Oh my God, what is that? What is that? Is that tea? Looks like urine. I don't know. Those are his pastries? I didn't see how much he charged for his pastries. I don't know, man. Don't you care about the people and their health? I mean, this is some pretty high-fat, high-sugar junk food that you're selling. Canada in the world. Lots of be gay, do crime. Oh, lovely. No justice, no peace. People overpay. Another overpriced shirt. Oh, it comes in different colors. Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to look at this photo gallery anymore.